Ridge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators at Columbia University have been told to leave an encampment by 2 p.m. Eastern Time and to sign documents pledging to abide by school policies until the end of June. Officials say they'll face suspension if they don't. The school, meanwhile, faces a class action lawsuit accusing it of violating its own student safety protocols. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel working with U.S. allies to draft a ceasefire resolution for the war in Gaza in order to get humanitarian aid in and hostages released. Reality is setting in for residents across the Midwest whose communities have been impacted by last weekend's tornado outbreak.
It breaks my heart, and seeing this just makes me think of all of the memories that we had in the store.
Kimberly Wrench in Oklahoma getting the first look at the damage to her family's furniture store. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are confirming a case of the measles in Wisconsin. The person lives in Dane County and works in Rock County. The Department of Health Services says the measles has been rare in Wisconsin due to high vaccination rates, but measles is highly contagious and can cause serious health problems for people who are not vaccinated. Republican Congressman Brian Steil is pushing back on colleagues who want to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson this week.
We have a wide net of folks. There's some of us that are really focused in on the issues, actually trying to solve the problems that are in front of us. Other people on occasion like to get attention. That's frustrating.
Steil speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. The Republicans' right wing is unhappy with Johnson over the foreign aid package that passed last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. College of St. Scholastica students have planned a sit-in protest for Monday in protest of the school's decision to dissolve its theater program. According to a Fox 21 report, the school announced on Friday it would be shutting down its theater program, which has run at the school since the 1970s. College officials cited the challenging higher education environment and also let two professors and student workers go from their positions. The student protest will involve a sit-in at the school today from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Duluth Mayor Roger Reinhart delivered his first State of the City address on Thursday, mainly focusing on housing issues the city is facing. During the speech, Mayor Reinhart announced there would be no property tax increases in Duluth in 2025 and called for more single-family homes to be built in the downtown area. The city and private partners are hoping to add more than 1,000 new residents to the downtown area, along with more retail locations. The speech also covered commercial tax, streets, and utilities. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Rays tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Rays at AmFam Field. Milwaukee coming off a 15-5 loss yesterday to New York. The Yankees' 6'7" Aaron Judge sliding into second, using his big hand to block shortstop Willy Adames' throw to first, but not called for interference, Pat Murphy.
In the judgment of the umpire, there was not interference intentionally. I think after they watch it on video, if you guys watch it, it's hard to say that he wasn't making an attempt, at least purposely obstruct.
NBA, no Dame, no Giannis, and then no Bobby Portis after he was ejected. The Bucks losing last night in Indy, 126-113, now down 3-1 to the Pacers. Game 5 tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. The Packers adding 11 new players in the NFL draft.
It's a long process that starts in the middle of the summer for our guys, and to get to the end of it and feel really good about helping your football team is a really good feeling.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A damp and dreary day stuck under mostly cloudy skies with a few spotty showers. Winds are a bit breezy and highs today climb to the upper 50s. Good news though, sunshine on tap for tomorrow and warmer temperatures. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we'll get into the many ways rural Wisconsin could be harmed if a budget blueprint written by far-right lawmakers were to become law.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Monday, April 29th, 2024, 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, along with our outstanding producer, engineer, Mr. Aaron Zalmers on the board, awaiting your phone calls. Great to have you along on a Monday. Back to school, back to work. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square on a rather rainy day here in downtown Madison, but I guess we need the moisture, Mr. Zalmers.
Most definitely. Yeah, it made driving interesting. Not that bad. This weekend when I went to Manitowoc, it was raining a lot in mostly around Madison for the drive both ways there and back.
Did you stay in Manitowoc more than a minute?
I sure did. Sorry, Charlie.
And by the way, I realized Charlie Behrens, the host of Manitowoc Minute and also the Cripes cast here on Civic Media, he played right next door, by the way, in the Orpheum last week. Two nights.
He sure did. He sure did.
We didn't missed it by that much. The old Maxwell Smart line there from Get Smart. 7 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Glad to have you along on a Monday. Glad to be back in the chair with you and behind the microphone. Coming up at 12:30, our colleague here at Civic Media, she is the co-host of Max Inc. Radio here on Saturday nights, also hosts the Slice of Wisconsin series that you hear at various assorted and sundry times on Civic Media. Terry Barr will be along. She is also she's a multi-talented person, an award Emmy-winning journalist, and many other things. But she'll be along, talk a little bit about herself, but also giving us an extra slice of Wisconsin today, because today, ladies and gentlemen, is the 30 years since former Governor Tommy Thompson signed into law the act that made the polka Wisconsin's official dance. That's right. Do you know that? Wisconsin has an official dance. It's the polka. And Terry will be along. She's going to give us the behind-the-scenes story in how this came to be. And she also very generously has shared some clips of former Governor Thompson, I believe from 30 years ago when he signed this into law. So we'll be talking polka and all things that make Wisconsin great with Terry Barr at the bottom of the hour. Really looking forward to that. She's just a great person. She's someone I've admired in journalism for a number of years, and now have the honor and pleasure to be her coworker here at Civic Media.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to it as well. Going to have some good polka music as well that was sent to us.
Right, absolutely. And just one of the coolest people you'd ever want to meet. Down to earth, nice. So really looking forward to chatting with Terry Barr at the bottom of the hour. We also have a brand new What's Worse for you. Probably come up an hour or two, so be listening for that. Your chance to weigh in. We'll give you two topics, two things. We'll ask you what's worse. So that's coming up as well. Mr. Zalmers, do you have that cut I sent you of where I was on Friday? Did that come through? Did that work?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about this with Terry, maybe. But I found myself on early Friday evening, down in beautiful New Glarus in Greene County, about 30 minutes drive south of Madison. My youngest godson, Jason, was in town from Seattle. He works out there for Department of Defense in the Navy, works on submarines and aircraft carriers, a graduate, prod graduate of University of Wisconsin-Madison Engineering School, has a degree in mechanical engineering aerospace. So his last semester, I saw some of his homework. I said, Jason, that's literally rocket science. And he goes, yeah, it is. So what do you say? Well, it's not rocket science. In his case, it's actually rocket science.
It sure is. I've done some rocket science.
Have you? Yeah.
I did rocket stuff in I guess, middle school, maybe a little bit of high school. All right. And, yeah, it was fun.
It looks like a foreign language to me, but God love him. And he found himself working for Department of Defense, and he works on aircraft carriers and submarines. Well, he's being shipped out. He's on the civilian side, but he's being shipped out to Guam here this week for a couple of months. So he was in town kind of unexpectedly, and I got to hang out with him and his lovely parents, Kurt and Florcy. And we went to our kind of new favorite place there, one of them, called the Dirty Dog Tap House.
The Dirty Dog Tap House.
That Dirty Dog. And it's fantastic. Here's the concept. There is a bank, a wall of taps, all right? And you help yourself. There's chilled glasses, pint glasses, and non-chilled. And when you walk in, you give them your debit or credit card, and then they kind of run that. And then they give you another in-house card, and you go up to whatever tap you want. And of course, I went to New Glarus Brewery right away. And you tap that right above the tap. And then you can pour out however much you want. And what it does is it keeps track by the ounce. And then it charges it on that card. So you could go through and try a bunch of different beers without having five or six beers. You just have a couple of ounces.
That seems really nice.
Isn't that cool?
I like that.
And they have all kinds of board games there in-house. You can play board games. You can just hang out. They have a nice little menu as well, some TVs. So we hung out at the Dirty Dog, and this is part of what makes Wisconsin great. Just in the spur of the moment, or without knowing what was going to happen, a small quartet showed up, and they call themselves Der Schweizer Group. Der Schweizer Group. And they're a Swiss group, and they set up, and they had an accordion. They had a tuba. And not the great big horn that they play, the Swiss, but like a smaller version thereof, and a couple other instruments. And they sang and they played, and it was just a fantastic, good time had by all. And so then we went over and had a little fish fry after that. But that's the thing. Whether it's polkas or whether it's Swiss music or whatever, in Wisconsin, this isn't just for show. This is part of what makes Wisconsin great. I'm going to try to play a little bit of this from my phone. We'll see if it works. Now, see, right there, that's Wisconsin.
That's wonderful, yeah.
Just a little bit of Swiss music. They're in traditional costumes. You're sitting there having a beverage, a New Glarus brew, a Wisconsin craft brew with the people you love. I mean, you don't have to go all out and be all fancy. The simple things in life are sometimes the best.
Reminds me of Beer Fest, an event I go to every year in Chilton, Wisconsin, where it's very similar, except you pay one fee to get in. And then you have as much beer as you want or as little. You get your nice commemorative glass and you go around to all the different breweries and be like, I just want to try this. Just give me a little. I'll take a full glass.
Yeah, no reason to go overboard. You just have a little taste. And
you can, and many people do.
You don't want to, though. We hope you don't. But thank you to Der Schweizer Group down in New Glarus. And reminder, this is the year of Monroe Cheese Days, just south of New Glarus, about 10 miles. It's an event so big, they can only have it every other year. And so it's Cheese Days. I would encourage each of you to mark it on your calendar. I think it's the third weekend in September. It is a big Thursday through Sunday, big biannual festival, Cheese Days in Monroe in Greene County. We will be doing two live shows on Thursday and Friday from Greene County, Monroe, Wisconsin, at Cheese Days Festival. So that was the big excitement of Friday. And then my allergies broke out and my voice sounds a little off today. That's why, because I basically just stayed home and chilled out. So on Sunday to try to recover. So glad you're along with us. Big show today. And we'll talk with Terry about Barr at the bottom of the hour about the polka becoming the official music dance of Wisconsin here at the bottom of the hour. First of all, a couple of headlines for you. Over the weekend, the Biden campaign has opened 30 offices in Michigan alone and has established offices in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, New Hampshire, and Florida. This coming after a CBS News poll over the weekend showed that Joe Biden is essentially tied with Donald Trump in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, a slight lead for Biden in Michigan. So here the race is essentially tied in these three states, according to the CBS poll. There was another CNN poll. It was a nationwide poll that showed Trump had a lead. And of course, this far out, polls really don't mean a whole lot. As our friend Charles Franklin from the Marquette Law School poll is fond of saying, polls are simply a snapshot in time. It wouldn't surprise me that that CNN poll is accurate if you said, just from speaking to people on the street, you know, that Trump would be ahead. Because the incumbent president is always trying to make up ground. Either the CBS, that was the CBS poll, also showed that most Americans have kind of forgotten what the economy was like under Trump 4 years ago in the middle of a pandemic. The Biden folks trying to remind people where we were, where we've come to. So anyway, the Biden campaign opening 30 offices in Michigan alone and established offices in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, New Hampshire, and Florida. Meanwhile, the Trumpster is relying on rallies to motivate his base. The Republican National Committee is now controlled by Trump loyalists and Dispatch Politics reported over the weekend the RNC has not yet put staff offices into states. In fact, the RNC has fired 60 members and killed plans to open 40 campaign offices in 10 crucial states. It appears that Trump's RNC will focus only on the presidential battleground states, leaving down ballot candidates on their own. Now, this is big news, or important news, I better put, for a couple of reasons. Number one, as we know, the Trump organization, the Trump campaign, and the RNC have literally merged. Laura Trump, Trump's daughter-in-law, is one of the co-chairs now at the RNC. They're claiming because it just makes things smoother and easier, when in fact, the reality is the Trump campaign is broke. So much of the money that MAGA people are sending to Trump is not going for his reelection, but in fact, going to pay his attorneys because, you know, he's spending so much time in court. And so they've decided to leech onto the RNC, drain the money from the RNC. I wonder how guys like Derek Van Orten and Brian Stile like that. Speaking of Stile, how about him? Is he in on Trump or is he off the Trump train? Brian Stile, in his own words, when we come back, don't miss it. It's the All Ball Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
The Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is the University of Wisconsin Marching Band. The incomparable University of Wisconsin Marching Band with a little beer barrel polka. We're celebrating the 30th anniversary of the polka being named the official dance of Wisconsin. Terry Barr will join us at the bottom of the hour. Talk about an extra slice of Wisconsin. She brings us these cool little vignettes, about a minute long. You might hear them now and again. Slices of Wisconsin. Well, we thought today we'd bring you an extra slice. We'll be in talking to Terry. She'll give us some extra history on this and also some cuts of former Governor Tommy Thompson 30 years ago when he signed this into law. It was a bipartisan bill, by the way. And how did it all happen? Terry Barr will be along at the bottom of the hour or just thereafter and give us all the details. Right now, talking about over the weekend, end of last week, over the weekend, that the Biden campaign has now opened 30 offices in Michigan alone, and also established offices in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, New Hampshire, and Florida. And that the Trump campaign not only is not opening field offices, they fired 60 staff members and killed plans to open 40 campaign offices in 10 crucial states. They're saying they will eventually focus on battleground states like Wisconsin, but leaving the down ballot candidates on their own. What does that mean? Well, I tell you, as someone who spent almost 30 years in politics, what it means is people that are on the ballot below the person on the top of the ticket. So this year, top of the ticket, of course, is the presidential offices. Everybody else is down ballot, literally and figuratively. In an off election year, it might be the governor is top of the ballot. Everybody else is down ballot. Ideally, what you want is your top of the ballot candidate to have what we call coattails. In other words, it comes from the olden days. I guess once in a while at a wedding, you might see somebody, a gentleman with a tuxedo with tails. And that's what it refers to. You want coattail, political coattails. In other words, the person you want on the top of the ballot to excite the base on your side and help the candidates down ballot. You also do that by helping them monetarily. In the case of the Republican National Committee, they would go in and invest money into races that might be tight but are winnable. When you run a congressional campaign, as I have, the folks out in the national, the federal level will call you and ask you two questions. They only care about two things. One, what are your poll numbers? And two, your COH stands for cash on hand. All right? That's all they care about. And they'll then invest, as long as you have good poll numbers, and you have done your part and raised enough cash on hand, you have, that's what you have on hand, they'll invest. Well, now it comes out, confirmed, that the RNC, Republican National Committee, they ain't going to have a lot of money for guys like Derek Van Orten and Brian Stile in Wisconsin. Going to be using it all on the Trumpster. And speaking of Congressman Stile, in the first congressional district along the Wisconsin-Illinois border, he was on Up Front on WISN-TV in Milwaukee over the weekend, and they asked him about the former president and where he's at.
President Donald Trump will be the presumptive nominee here in Milwaukee this summer. He'll be in Wisconsin on Wednesday. Are you all in on Trump?
President Trump needs to beat President Biden. Four more years of President Biden would be a disaster for this country. So President Trump, at the end of the day, needs to defeat President Biden to get our country back on track.
Here in the state, he's winning on issues like the economy and immigration and the border, losing on issues to Biden on issues like abortion and health care. How does he get those key independent voters here on the state when abortion is an important issue to them?
It's going to be talking about the issues that matter to voters. As it relates to abortion, I think it's really important that we have a serious conversation. It's not an issue that's well settled in 30-second ads. Someone like me has reasonable exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. But at the national level, what we're often talking about is whether or not taxpayer dollars should be used. You have someone like Tammy Baldwin that believes taxpayer dollars should be used for abortion. You have somebody that, like me, that comes down on the side of life. But if we are talking about the issues that matter to voters, that's where Republican policy is. That's where President Trump will actually thrive. And I think we got a big opportunity to do that in the 200 days ahead of us.
Should there be a national abortion law?
I think it's best settled by the states.
So two things. One, Brian Stile is all in on the Trump train. Number two, the answer is yes, he would support a national abortion ban. Remember what Tim Cullen, great Democrat, former Senate Majority Leader from Janesville, in the first, by the way, once told me. He said, Todd, anytime a politician says anything other than a yes, it's a no, and anything other than a no is a yes. And he's right. Brian Stile, unlike his predecessor, his mentor, Paul Ryan, remember Paul Ryan is off the Trump train. He is a never again Trumper. He has said he will not attend the Republican National Committee in Milwaukee since Trump is the nominee. Now, you can say what you want about former Speaker Ryan. Yes, I wish you would have had more fortitude when he was Speaker. But the important thing is today, in 2024, when we're trying to create a coalition to defeat Trump and Trumpism. And Paul Ryan has joined the coalition against Donald Trump. Unlike his acolyte, Brian Stile. If I were Tom Barrett, who, by the way, is not calling me for my advice, but if I were to give former congressman, former secretary of Wisconsin Department of Revenue, any advice in running against Stile, I would drive that. I would pound the heck out of that. Because I would ask people in Janesville, blue-collar workers, good folks, union folks, working-class people, does Brian Stile really have your best interest at heart if he's supporting Donald Trump, who wants to put 100% tariffs on goods that will only drive up the cost to American consumers? Unions aren't endorsing Donald Trump. They're endorsing Joe Biden. I would hang that around Brian Stile's neck every chance I got. Brian Stile is 100% on the Trump train, and Brian Stile will not come out against a national abortion ban. That's the facts. We heard it himself. 844-967-4844. Gary in Sussex, I got about 40 seconds, Gary. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm against a hard break, it's yours.
I'll call you back.
Okay.
I need to talk longer
than 40 seconds. All right, Gary.
Well,
go ahead.
I'll hang on.
All right, well, I got Terry Barr afterwards, so we can try to pick it up next hour. But yeah, always glad to hear Gary, but we're up against a hard break here. Also of note, by the way, in this... this poll from Pennsylvania, by the way, from CBS. Economy, a major factor. Democracy, also a major factor. We'll come back and talk about the polka with Terry Barr. Do not go anywhere. It's the Tyler Ball Show of Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Corn stunt disease. It's not something we've seen in Wisconsin yet.
I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening so far on a Monday with your markets. Corn stunt disease has definitely dropped yields, though, in places like Argentina by as much as 10 to 15%. Dr. Darcy Telenko is an associate professor of plant pathology at Purdue University, and she says, given the weather patterns we've seen, even the upper Midwest might want to pay attention to insect trends.
Generally, we don't see many viral diseases here in the United States causing losses to corn. So I would say not really a disease problem I'm worried about seeing. I would keep an eye out, I guess, if I start hearing more reports out of Texas or Florida, where they might start seeing a little bit more infection since it's already been documented there and they've seen in California. So again, we'll monitor that and we'll keep an ear out with our counterparts that are in those states if they start seeing a problem with it. So I'm hoping it's not a disease that we're going to have to worry about.
Dr. Darcy Telenko, a plant pathologist at Purdue, she said right now there's two things that are absent that would lead to the spread of corn stunt disease in the U.S. The inoculum has to be present, and then corn leafhoppers pick up that inoculum, and we have to have enough population of corn leafhoppers with the disease to make it spread. Still, she said given the losses that Argentina is witnessing, it's wise to be informed. Up next, I'll inform you how the markets are trading so far on a Monday.
To help take care of your ag operation, you're going to need the brand that you call One Tough Animal. Bobcat Plus, they carry new and used Bobcat equipment and also feature a full service department, parts, rental, so there's no need to worry about downtime. Skid steer loaders, mini excavators, utility vehicles, and so much more. There's a Bobcat Plus location just down the road. Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere. Those chores around the farm just got a lot easier. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Well, we'll get our latest planting progress report this afternoon after the closing bell. So far today in Chicago, it looks like our market's pretty quiet and also a little bit lower. On the midday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 30 points. December new crop corn down 3.5 right now at 470. November soybeans are down 1.5, currently at 1173. July new crop wheat right now trading 19.25 lower at 603. The Class 3 fluid milk for May that goes into cheese up 4 right now at 1807. The June contract up 4 at 1813, 100 weight. In the equity sales barn locations across Wisconsin as well as Iowa, finished beef steers last week were topping out 154 to 177. The cow market was ranging 86 to 115. The Holstein bull calves last week, $600 and down. Heifers, $200 and down. And those quality beef cross and beef calves, $910 and down in last week's trade. So just a quick market snapshot for you so far on a Monday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
A damp and dreary day stuck under mostly cloudy skies with a few spotty showers. Winds are a bit breezy and highs today climb to the upper 50s. Good news though, sunshine on tap for tomorrow and warmer temperatures. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on child care. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the devil's advocates. More Trump trials in Manhattan. We'll find out who's on the prosecution's witness list. Tune in, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back back to the Todd Allemand Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past hour of 12 noon on this Monday, April 29th, 2024. Glad to have you along. Mr. Zommer's on the board. And we are joined now by the one, the only, our colleague here at Civic Media. She is the co-host of Max Inc. Radio, Saturday nights here at Civic Media, an Emmy Award-winning journalist, host of podcast, all-around great person, talent extraordinaire, Terry Barr. How the heck are you?
God, Todd, now I have to live up to all of that.
You do every day, my friend.
How are you? Well, you are so kind. Well, it's great to be on with you.
Well, it's great to have you on. Thank you for making time for us, kind of short notice. I got these allergies over the weekend, and I'm like, I don't want to do all the talking on Monday. And I'm like, oh, it's the 30th anniversary, and I heard one of your slices of Wisconsin. I'm like, bingo, I'm called Terry up, and you were nice enough to say yes. So thank you for doing that.
Absolutely, and it's perfect because today is the actual anniversary of Governor then, Tommy Thompson, 1994, in Pulaski at Zelensky Hall. It's when it became official. He signed the bill designating the polka as Wisconsin's official dance. Do you know how to polka, Todd?
You know what? I do, and I'm an okay dancer, but I'm a pretty darn good polka-er, if I do say. My sister and I are really good on the dance floor together.
That's amazing.
How about you?
How did you learn? Oh, I learned, and I love it. I'm not great. I kind of do like the cheerleader-style polka, boing, boing, boing. But I learned the polka by standing on top of my dad's feet when he would polka.
See? Right there. I would say my sister and I learned was standing on our mom's feet. And my mom is a pretty good polka-er, and my grandparents on my maternal grandmother is or was 100% Bohemian Czech, and so there's something called Český den in Southwest Wisconsin every year. You know, great polka music there as well. So you know, I've been polkaing since I was a kid, and it is part of Wisconsin, right?
It really is. And in 1994, when Tommy Thompson was in Pulaski, we were there. I was working at a Green Bay television station then, so we were there for this. This was crazy. I mean, this was like Pulaski Polka Days, if you've ever gone to it,
right?
Or covered it for anything, as we always did. It was Pulaski Polka Days times 10. People were jammed into Zelensky Hall, and once the bill was signed, they were dancing inside. They were spilling out into the streets and dancing all along the main street. And of course, then Governor Thompson was leading the pack. He was dancing with anyone and everyone that would have a dance with him.
I think that's just great. And I was reminded that, former State Senator Gary Drzewicki was one of the main sponsors in the legislature.
Yes.
I know there were others as well. It was a bipartisan bill. This was not one side or the other. And I think it's just, to some people, it might sound today trite and like, oh, it didn't really matter. But the fact that you can, as you just said, as a firsthand account, these are the things that it doesn't really matter your party affiliation as long as you're out there cheerleading for and supporting Wisconsin.
You got it. And I think we all know, anyone who has ever seen him in action or talked to him, Tommy Thompson is Wisconsin. He just loves his state so much, and he could never hide it. Anytime you talked with him, and for him to have this kind of opportunity to be with the people and to dance and celebrate Wisconsin, I sent your wonderful producer, Aaron, yes. I sent him a little clip of Tommy Thompson talking about this. Do you want to take a listen to
sure.
it?
Sure. Is this from the actual signing of that 30 years ago, or how long ago is this, Terry?
It's him reminiscing of what it was all about, the emotions and the feelings of it.
All right. Here's former Governor Tommy Thompson.
Because the polka is more than a dance. It's, you know, it's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. To be able to sign this bill into law was really, to me, was sort of a capstone. It was bringing everything together. The culture of Wisconsin, the fun times, the exciting times, you know, heritage.
That's fantastic. Former Governor Tommy Thompson was reported by Terry Barr here. What was it like sitting down with him and kind of reminiscing about this?
He is just terrific. You know, what's really funny, though, because he's done so many different things for the state and then, you know, on different levels. Of course, he has had many other positions that he's held. You got to keep him on track because he could talk about a million different things with you. So just to get him to say, okay, we're talking Pulaski, we're talking Polka. Okay. But I've been really lucky. I've also interviewed his wife, Sue Ann, and his daughters, breast cancer survivors. And we sat down and did some stories on that. And I think they're a pretty remarkable family, actually. And I just love his excitement about something like this. Here's a question for you, though, a little trivia, Todd.
Sure.
Do you recall who actually got this whole thing started? You mentioned Gary Drzewicki, but where did it really start?
Yeah, I know the answer, and you know why? Only because I've listened to your slice of Wisconsin, and I had forgotten it until I heard you until you did this. So go ahead and tell folks, because this is fantastic. And again, this is great because it wasn't a politician. That's what I love about it.
I love this. Okay, so there was a second grade in Madison, and they were studying all the things about the state. And of course, you know, as second graders, you get curious and you're like, oh, there's a state bird, there's a state flower. And somewhere along the way, somebody said, why isn't there a state dance? So this class of second graders looks into it and they decide, now again, this is the 90s, they decide the state dance should be the polka. So now they take their education and they figure out how can we put this, you know, kind of crafting something that we can actually take it to the lawmakers and get this rolling. What a great education, hands-on,
right?
And it worked.
I mean, yeah. It's literally the old schoolhouse rock, you know, I'm just a bill, and it worked, yeah. Right?
Yeah, it sure did. Yep. They got, there's a state polka group. They got them involved. And then there's also a folk museum. So, you know, you've got second graders. Now you've got these other two organizations supporting the second graders. If the lawmakers would have said, we're not interested, that would have looked really silly. So
it
was great to see that they could all work together. And like you said, all different parties, and it happened. It was so terrific. And I think that's why it's so much fun celebrating it today.
I do, too. It is one of those things is Trivia Olson and I, and I appreciate, you know, Terry wears a lot of hats here at Civic Media, and one of them is helping out with our promotions. And I just want to thank you on the air publicly for all you do for our show, because it's fantastic, and I really appreciate it. But you took one of the cuts from Trivia and I and helped do a promotion. And when we went around the state, did our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour, 5 cities in 5 days, this is what we heard, Terry. That we want more things that bring us together, that show unity, and it cuts across party lines, and I think we as a state are very proud of where we live and our culture, our heritage, and sharing that as new people come into the state and expanding that heritage. I think of the Hmong population, which if they've immigrated here, it's added to the rich heritage of our state, and we're so fortunate and so lucky to be Wisconsinites.
And I love that you did the 5 towns in 5 days. I listened every day because I was so curious to hear what you were hearing, but to also know you took time to sit down and chat with people after you were off the air, just because you guys care as well. You are here working at Civic Media, and I think we're all with that same goal in mind of trying to bring people together. And if you have a differing view, allowing that as well, but also bringing awareness and education and fun. I think we need more fun.
Yes, so
I think
absolutely.
That's how you and I ended up talking about the polka today.
And as you pointed out, there's all these different things, right? We have a state tree, we have state, you know, a state rock, a state mineral. Well, and I'm not sure if you remember this, but my former boss, former state senator Dale Schultz, and the late great assemblyperson Cheryl Elbers, they decided it'd be kind of tongue in cheek, and they actually introduced legislation, never went anywhere, to have the official muffin of Wisconsin, and it was to be the Meadow Muffin. which went over.
I do not recall that.
Which went over great out in Sauk County, home of Sauk Prairie, out there, the home of the cow chip throw contest. But when that, see, I think I think the Meadow Muffin should be the state muffin.
I have to ask you, since we're just kind of on this Wisconsin thing, I don't know if you had a minute to watch any of the NFL draft Detroit over the weekend, and knowing how many people were there and it set a new attendance record. Mm-hmm. And then over the weekend as well, I talked to other people. We were commenting about Green Bay. Where are we going to put all those people?
Right.
And then someone else said to me, well, do you think people are going to come to Wisconsin and to Green Bay? And I had to laugh because I said, you have no idea. When I have traveled the country for past jobs, the first thing people say when they find out you're from Green Bay or from Wisconsin is, I want to go to Lambeau Field someday. Yeah. And I'm thinking, oh boy, all the people I ever met that said that, if they come, we're going to set a new attendance record.
I think you're right, Terry. And I think those of us that live here don't necessarily fully get it, but people who have moved, like Trigvi Olsen, I mean, he's trying to take his daughters, who are huge Packer fans, and trying to take them around the country, do one or two a year, and they're trying to get to every NFL stadium to see the Packers in a different stadium. And I think it's going to be the football equivalent of people coming to the Mecca, because Lambeau Field for a lot of folks is really the Mecca of NFL football.
Yeah. And we really have had people say, what's it like? What is it? You know, they show it and it's gorgeous and everybody seems to be having such a good time. And I'm like, no, what you see is what you're going to get when you are there. That is, it really is one of the best. Absolutely.
Terry, can you do one more segment here on the other side? Do you have time?
Sure. All right,
you're the best, because I want to come back and talk a little bit about MaxSync and some of the other things you do here. But in the minute and a half we have left or so, tell us how you thought about these Slice of Wisconsin episodes, because I just love them.
It actually goes back to when I worked in TV in Green Bay, and then I did some radio there as well. And we started a segment there. And it was more like, you know, let us know people, places, whatever that you think are interesting. Well, of course, all you have to do is put that out there in one question. And I got bombarded by answers of people and places and things and just things that were unique to, in that particular area, it would be Northeast Wisconsin. When we talked about doing this, I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be great because this can cover the entire state now. Mm-hmm. And there were stories I hadn't had a chance to do. And this is just something I really believe in because there's so many unique stories. So I do want other people to weigh in and let me know if you know somebody or something. I'd love to hear it and then share that as another Slice of Wisconsin.
Well, there you go. How can people suggest things to you, Terry? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Oh, please email me. It's Terry, T-E-R-I dot Bar, B-A-R-R, at civicmedia.us.
There you go. Terry, T-E-R-I, Bar, B-A-R-R, at civicmedia.us. So fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Really appreciate it, Terry. We're going to come back. I want to talk a little bit more, Terry, about your work at Max Inc. Radio, and also a little bit about maybe some folks don't know or realize, you know, you've had and continue to have just an extraordinary career in broadcasting and journalism. And kind of want to get your thoughts on where we're at today in broadcasting and journalism. I think a lot of people are looking at what's happening today and being like, has it ever been this bad? How do we cover things going into the future? So get some of your thoughts on that as well. By the way,
I will stick around.
Do you have a favorite polka, Terry?
The one that Aaron was playing, Alvin Stachinski. I have, yes, Alvin.
All right, well, on the way out, we have a little polka in with Terry Barr. She'll be back on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Go left to right, OG, and happy as can be. My feet go left to right, my head goes side to side. Oh gee, I'm happy as can be.
The buzz.
Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Drunk and she started to roam. My wife, she got drunk and I had to take her home. My wife, she's my life, she's my happiness and joy. But when she gets home, look out, oh boy, oh boy.
Welcome back to the Todd Hoppall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media and co-host of Max Inc. Radio on Saturday nights, Emmy-winning journalist, Mr. Zommers. Nicely done. What is that called?
It's My Wife is Drunk by the same artist, Terry's favorite. I'm going to butcher his name, but Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You know, we always talk about, and when we have the artists come in and play live for us, they tell us what their songs are about on Max Inc. Radio. And it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? But I mean, you could put almost anything to music with a polka, right? We actually had one person call and text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka? Now, see, you could do a polka about that.
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
Right? Why not? celebrating
the... I know somebody who plays accordion.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I could. It's a much more complicated instrument, I think, than people understand. I can't do that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's a woman who's in a band, and she picked it up about a year ago to learn it, and she said it's taking her this long, but they were on Max Inc. Radio with us a couple of months ago, and she was still working on it, but she did great.
That's awesome.
What a lost instrument in some ways.
It really is.
That I just think sounds so great.
Yeah. Have you been down to Cheese Days in Monroe before, Terry?
That is on my list.
Oh,
I have
Terry.
Not, and I've
Terry.
Heard it's fabulous.
Terry, we're doing 2 days worth of shows. Please come down, join us in person in Monroe. I'll have a dish of cheese curds waiting for you, and whatever your beverage you desire. And we'll do a live Slice of Wisconsin of Cheese Days this year. How about that?
Okay. You don't have to ask me twice, especially when you said cheese curds.
They are fantastic. We are celebrating the 30th anniversary of former Governor Tommy Thompson signing into law the act that made the polka Wisconsin's official dance. He did it in Pulaski, Wisconsin. Terry Barr was there. According to the Wisconsin Historical Society, only one other state, Pennsylvania, claims the polka as their state dance. I did not know that.
Yes, and there is a Pennsylvania polka dance, too, and I recall my dad playing that. There is, they can be a second fiddle.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. Wisconsin polka will always be superior. Terry, in addition to your Slice of Wisconsin that you host and do throughout Civic Media, you're also one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio every Saturday evening. Yeah. Tell folks a little bit about Max Inc. and how you got into that and what's going on there.
You know, it's so interesting because we, you and I, and all the listeners, Wisconsin, right? That's what we're talking about. That's what Max Inc. Radio is all about. We're a radio show across the Civic Media Network, just like your show. And it focuses on local music. That's kind of our tagline, too. We are local music. And we bring in artists from all over Wisconsin to share their story, to share their music. And from 9 to 10 o'clock every Saturday night, we have a live concert in the studio. And it can be any kind of music. We love it all. And if they are willing to come and share for an hour, you know, six songs, I believe they get to play and answer our silly questions, it's a terrific time. This past weekend, we had a band in there, a rock and roll. They are definitely rock and roll out of Milwaukee. And they decided to go not rock and roll. They kind of brought it down and did an acoustic set for us. The band is Blame It on Kane. And we were just thrilled that they were willing to come to Madison from Milwaukee and play this whole hour-long show for us, but to do it in an acoustic version, too, which is different for a rock and roll band.
Right.
All original music. It was just terrific. They were great, and we had so much fun. But that's really the goal. We probably have now six show sponsors, all small local area businesses. And, you know, we are just trying to gather the state together in this big musical hug. Every area of the state really does have a great music scene, and putting a spotlight on that has just been a really fun thing to do with Max Inc. Radio.
Like, I caught a little bit of the show this weekend, and I really enjoyed the interview. I enjoyed the music, and even you know, Terry's such a pro, she even kept track of severe weather down here in Dane County over the weekend. So I mean, that was fantastic. Terry, you know, I first kind of knew of you back in the day when you were at the local CBS affiliate here in Madison and WISC-TV, and just one of my favorite anchors of all time, and now I'm just honored to get to work with you. You've done a lot of what I would call serious journalism. You're an Emmy award-winning journalist, now doing things such as Slice of Wisconsin and Max Inc. Radio, very important, but not necessarily the serious, heartbreaking news. Do you have a preference in which you personally enjoy more?
I think over time, after having done the harder stuff, the investigative, the knocking on doors, the chasing people, I always loved it. And I always wanted to do something that makes a difference for other people. Now doing the maybe more lighthearted, fun things, I feel like that makes people joyful and gives them a laugh. And if I can highlight somebody in that same vein of more fun, more lighthearted, and it still sort of makes a difference, then I'm really good with what I'm doing right now. And it makes me happy, too. Don't they always say you need to find joy in your work in some way? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think in some of your social posts you put, you know, it comes down to storytelling. And I think that's just so true, right? You are a great storyteller, and that's why I think part of what makes Wisconsin, Slice of Wisconsin, so great are your storytelling abilities. And I think it's an honor and privilege, right, in this business, whoever story we're telling, that's a responsibility I don't take lightly.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And, you know, there has been in the past, you know, different phases of wherever I've worked, things people probably don't know. And I talked to Maggie Dawn about this. I actually was the first woman journalist to witness someone being put to death in a prison.
Wow.
They'd never asked a woman to witness this and then have to talk to the public about what I saw. So that was really quite, you know, it's a weird thing to talk about. It was an honor to be selected, but at the same time, it was very difficult to share that information. We were also working in Cincinnati when the racial riots broke out there and the media was shot at. Yeah, we were in a row and, you know, we were like sitting ducks. And some of what was happening, we were being shot at.
Terry Barr.
So I think people.
Go ahead.
Oh, I think people forget at some point that we try to do the right thing to bring people the news. And we get out there and we really want to share what we're learning with everybody.
Terry Barr, you share so much with us. I'm sorry, I'm looking against the clock. Terry Barr, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much, Terry. Appreciate you. Back hour two after this.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Earl Ingram.
Tuesday morning, join Sandy Williams and I
as we take a look back to the presidency of Donald Trump.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.